Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael coming back to you here live on Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Hey, listen to this, guys. Any of you guys who really like that kind of music, you know, that Frank music? The guy who arranged this and led this orchestra here that I'm playing in the background, he's the same guy who did the background music for The Blob, the scary stuff, the scary sounds in The Blob. And he's going to be at... This is not a paid advertisement. He's just related to me. His name's Ralph Carmichael. He's 83 years old, and he's still out performing and leading orchestras at FirstOrlando.com, First Baptist Church of Orlando.com, on 22 January. Just not this next weekend, but the following, 22 January at 7 o'clock. I think the tickets are $10 or something like that. I'm sure it's to support my cousin Ralph. And so I'd like you guys to just think about visiting First Baptist Orlando on the 22nd of January. He's also going to be appearing at the 24th at Fort Myers, I think at the First Assembly of God or something like that. You can check that out at ralphcarmichael.com. I'm just giving that plug because he's my father's cousin. He was my wife has her cousin Mikey. You know, they grew up like brother and sister. My father and Ralph Carmichael grew up very close cousins, and Ralph's still out there doing some really neat things. So I wanted to tell you about that. So it's going to be at First Baptist Orlando on 22 January. It's good stuff. If I can get there, I will. I don't know if I can get there. Let's see. We're going to go back to this interview with Dr. Terry Mortensen from Answers in Genesis. Then I'm going to open the phones at 888-850-1872, and you can heckle. You can heckle. I'd love to hear it. So let's hear from Dr. Mortensen again about these issues with regard to some geologic history. I was going to talk to some high schoolers about some of these things that we're talking about. And I thought about the ocean, and I thought, well, look at all those layers that are laid down all the way across the continent of North America. They match those layers that are laid down in Europe. And so you can kind of construct the Pangaea idea where you connect all the continents together. And you look at it, you say, well, that means that the Atlantic opened up a big hole. And all of a sudden it hit me. Wait a minute. It looks like from my, if the Bible's true, what should I see? That all the layers got laid down on the continents while the water was still above the land, that the continents began to split apart, and there's things you could talk about all day long about how fast that was, and it very well may have been very rapid. Then the water washed away, and I predict, if that's true, then the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean should be a whole lot of basalt, you know, lava flow while the crack's opening up. And possibly in the Pacific, you'd have a pileup, a backlog, a pileup of sediment that was laid down there just like it was being laid down all over the earth. And so what I did is I went to the U.S. Geological Survey before I talked to the Sunday school class, and I looked at it, and sure enough, in the Pacific, it looks like all that smush stuff that's smushed up on top of the Grand Canyon on those, you know, north and southbound side, is there's a huge amount already smushed up in the Pacific Ocean. It seems kind of scary that I'm thinking about this kind of stuff, but those kind of things, I think, if the Bible's true, what should I see? Now, how much of that stuff, how do you approach that when you're talking on your tours?
We start with the assumption that we think is very reasonable to make, that there's lots of good reasons to believe that the Bible is what it claims to be, the word of the Creator. And we believe there are lots of good reasons to believe that Genesis 1-11 is not poetry, it's not mythology, it's not a parable, it's history. And it records, has three chapters describing a worldwide, year-long, global flood that was designed to destroy all the land animals and people, and would, by implication, have just ripped up all the plant material and killed lots of sea creatures. As the waters are washing up onto the continents and the sediments are coming off the continents. And so we would expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers that were once laid down by water. And we should expect to find it all over the earth if it was a global flood. And as we go out and look at the rocks, and as we take people through the Grand Canyon, that's exactly the kinds of things that we see. We see sedimentary layers. We see fossils. We see evidence of rapid water movement, catastrophic processes, and it fits with what the Bible has to say.
You could go take this conversation forever because there's so many things to talk about. As we're going to do is close this, and again, I appreciate your time just letting you were a great sounding board for me, and it gave people a chance to be on the fly on the wall and listen to this. And, of course, they can heckle me after we have this discussion. Basically, you've got an opportunity. You've got some airtime. It's going to be broadcast primarily to West Central Florida. We've got a pretty diverse listening audience. What would be the thing that you would say to encourage those who've been brought up, conditioned in the public school and educational environment that we've had over the last many generations here in America? What kind of words would you give them to encourage them to look into the kind of things that you're trying to show people?
Well, I would say truth is not determined by majority vote. The majority of scientists have been wrong many times in the past, and the only way to really know the truth is to examine things and to think and to ask questions. And I would strongly encourage them, if they have never read any criticisms of the evolutionary story that's told in all the museums and in books, in the textbooks and in the science programs on television, to go to the Answers in Genesis website. That's www.answersingenesis.org, and click on the top toolbar, Get Answers, and they can search some of the most commonly asked questions on a whole myriad of topics, and start investigating. Don't just take what you've been taught, whether in the church or in the school, as fact just because you were taught it. Investigate, think, explore the issue.
Thank you very much, Dr. Terry Mortensen from Answers in Genesis. Thank you for your time today.
Well, it's been good to be with you, David.
Well, that's fun stuff, folks. That's fun stuff. Our number here is 888-850-1872. That's toll-free, 888-850-1872. Had a caller on the break, and he was pretty fired up, and he's pretty excited. And I guess he didn't really hear everything. He was just tuned in for a few minutes and of course, got trigger-happy there and called us at 888-850-1872. And it turns out that he actually agreed with our Dr. Terry Mortensen that we were interviewing. A lot of times people listen from varied backgrounds. That's really what I'm trying to get here on my show. I'm trying to engage the culture. I'm a Christian extremist. Can Christian extremists have a commercial talk radio show? Or should I just be relegated to preaching to the choir? No, I'd like to engage people. I'd like to engage the culture. When I was overseas in the Navy, I would engage the culture. Had a situation, and if nobody calls at 888-850-1872, I'm just going to tell you my story. So stop me. Stop me before I talk again, Dodo. What we're going to do is, let me tell you a story. I was on the beach. You're supposed to go out on a two-man rule. You got to go, you know, for safety, make sure you're out on the beach with somebody. I guess this was 1995. Yeah, 1995. I was in Turkey and was out looking for a carpet for my wife, a rug. A rug. Maybe I don't know what year it is. I can't remember now. Too many time spent at sea. And so I was walking around. I think it was Izmir, Turkey. Smyrna in the Bible. Izmir, Turkey. And we're looking for a rug place. And a guy comes up and he says, "Hey, man, what are you looking for?" This Arab Muslim guy asked me what kind of entertainment I was looking for. He suggested a few things. I said, "No way." And he says, "Well, why not?" I said, "Because Almighty God would not be pleased with it, and I would suffer the consequences of destroying my own life if you took me to those places you just suggested." Suddenly, the man who is very religious, if he takes me to some place of ill repute, he gets a little kickback or something like that. So he started dialoguing with me. So I started talking to him. I said, "Well, what do you believe? What do you mean? What are you, a religious guy?" So I started talking to him, and then he started mocking me about Jesus. So I started talking to this Muslim guy, started taking him through the Bible, and which he believed to be true, and talking to him about Jesus and who Jesus was. And even Muhammad said he was greater than a prophet. And, of course, this guy was talking to believed Muhammad to be a prophet. But I said, "Well, isn't Jesus greater than a prophet?" He says, "Yes." "Well, that means that Jesus is greater than Muhammad." And he said, all of a sudden, he had to own up to it. So we started talking. We started engaging the culture as a religious Christian extremist. And he was enjoying it and asking me questions. And then he took me to a rug shop. We go into this rug shop. they said, well, hey, we've got better ones upstairs. So we go upstairs, me and this guy that was with me. And what do we find upstairs? We find two scantily clad belly dancer type gypsy women or something like that. I don't know what they were exactly. And guess what I did? I turned around quickly and went downstairs. I headed out of there where the guy was with. He continued on forward. As soon as he saw that, man, he was hooked. So I don't know what was actually going to happen from that point forward, but I don't think it was just a rug shop, if you know what I'm telling you. So I was heading for the door, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, I'm heading for the door downstairs where the main part of the selling rugs is. And I was heading for the door, and I thought, uh-oh, it's my buddy. And then so I turned around, and I was like thinking, oh, I was looking at a rug, and I'm thinking, what do I do? Do I go up and get him? But I don't want to go where he is, or do I leave? And then so what happened was I was about to decide, and I heard one of the women that were not clad very well coming toward me, like storming down the steps to come retrieve me. So I headed for the door, and I went through the door of this rug shop, supposed rug shop, right? And my hat, see, I'm a bald guy, and I like to, when I'm out, and this was wintertime too, so I was making sure I stayed warm at the same time not getting a sunburn on my head. I had a hat on my head, and this woman grabs my hat as I was heading out the door, and I turn around really quickly, and I grab my hat, and she's grabbing my hat. She's trying to drag me into this building, and I'm trying to rip my hat out of her hand. So I'm digging in, you know, I'm outside the door, and she's like leaning out the door in this kind of thing that she was wearing. And I'm trying to grab my hat, and I'm like, I don't want to let go of my hat, but I was going to let go of my hat, all right? And all of a sudden, this guy who got me to this place in the first place comes up and rattles something off in Turkic. And blah, 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 and all of a sudden her eyes got really big, and she almost threw my hat at me, and she jumped backwards. It was like, pow, you know, the supernatural, boom. We zapped her with God power or something like that. I don't know. She just like, whew. It was, you had to see it. And so he yells at her, and she freaked out, and she, you know, all of a sudden she slams the door and everything. And I said, whoa. And I got my hat, I put it on my head, and I turned to the guy, I said, what did you tell her? And he said, I said, you are a holy man. So when he said, I'm a holy man, obviously it had its effect on this lady who didn't want to be around anything holy. But what was really exciting about it was here I was just going through life, living my life. A guy challenged me, wanted to take me to some places, whether it were bars or other things. I can't remember exactly where he wanted me to go. And when I was able to tell him no, and then I had to explain why. A normal, healthy man would not want to go to some place that was something to indulge or gratify your flesh. Why would I not want to do that? So I had an opportunity to explain that to him. My number is 888-850-1872, and you're running out of time. We got about a minute to go. Today was kind of faith to the extreme. Sometimes we talk about political to the extreme. We interview people. We interview senators from Florida and other places. We talk about law. Talk about all kinds of things. And my goal is to engage the culture. And sometimes Mark the Marxist gives me a call. And I love it when Mark the Marxist gives me a call, because he likes to talk about things and he likes to challenge me in my thoughts. And I actually have to talk to a Marxist, progressive, or whatever you want to call it, mindset, and engage him with truth. You see, we're not going to talk about political persuasions. We're going to talk about truth. Truth. Can we deal with the truth? Can we handle the truth? David Allen Carmichael. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. Don't forget to check out, hey, 22nd of January. I'd like to be there. If I can be at Orlando First Baptist, you can check out firstorlando.com to hear Ralph Carmichael leading the orchestra. 83-year-old Ralph Carmichael really cranking out the good music. If I could go there, I would be there. So we're going to, hopefully I'll mention it again next week, and you guys can get out there and check out my cousin Ralph, still in his prime of his career at 83 years old. Thank you for listening to Frank Talk 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're going to come back next week, 3 to 5 p.m., and engage the culture, the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis right versus wrong. Go online, faithfreedoms.org, davidallencarmichael.com, faithfreedoms.net to check out our podcast.